Hello, everyone. My name is Lynn Bauer, and I am a 39-year-old mother of four from a little town in Iowa. And this is my very first podcast. And this one's important to me because it talks about something that has been important my whole life, and that is my love for honeybees. And this love started when I was a child and was largely due to my father, who is a beekeeper. And he has been a beekeeper for as long as I can remember. And what's funny to me, and I always chuckle about this, is my dad is allergic to bee stings. Think about my girl, allergic. Now he's built up, like Steve Irwin, resistance to their venom, so it's not life-threatening for him, but it just makes me chuckle that my dad, as a kid, knew that he was deathly allergic to bees, and instead of keeping away from them, this man recognized their importance and then took it upon himself to learn everything he could about honeybees so that he could become a beekeeper. And that is what he did. And it's so strongly ingrained in our family that my brother went on to buy a honey farm company out of Cresco, Iowa, that supplies all of your honey glazes that you see on turkeys and hams. And we've just really made it into an important family business for us. But one of our biggest agendas that we have is advocating on how to save honeybees. I can remember going to school. My show and tell was on the male bees or the drones, because they can't sting, they were harmless, and my classmates would love it because you could see a honeybee up close, they could crawl on your hand. We had all of the gear when I was a kid. It's something that my four children have grown up learning about. And being 39 and almost 40, unapologetically, I have an obsession with collecting honeybee items, whether it's little knickknacks or sayings such as be happy, be kind. I also work at an elementary school and have done so for almost a decade now. And most of my kids know me as Mrs. Honey or Mrs. Bauer Bee. They know that I love bees. I've helped students really understand how not to be afraid of honeybees, because they generally only sting out of a natural defense, because if you know anything about honeybees, you know that once they sting you, they don't survive. They're nothing like a wasp. And the reason why I chose honeybees for this podcast was really to talk about the awareness that we need to start taking all over the world, but really here in Iowa, and how to preserve their existence, okay? Because it's so important. Honeybees are crucial to our ecosystem, primarily because they play a significant role in pollination. And what that means is that honeybees, along with a few others that are pollinators, are what keep our plants alive and flourishing. And if we did not have plants here on earth, we just would cease to exist, okay? And there are simple steps that people can take to support these vital insects, such as planting bee-friendly flowers. But the biggest concern I wanted to talk about today was the widespread use of chemicals and pesticides and how they're posing a significant concern for bee populations. And I think it's essential that we start taking action and consider the long-term effects of our choices, especially here, and I live in Iowa, particularly how these chemicals are contaminating our honey, which is something a lot of people don't even know, we don't talk about, as well as that impact to human health. For instance, I can say the use of the spray and pesticides such as forever chemicals on our fields are causing widespread pollution to all of our waterways here in Iowa. And that's something that if you're on TikTok, if you're on social media, perhaps you're starting to hear a little bit about, okay? When these chemicals run off into ditches or enter into small creeks and streams, they are then entering the larger rivers that we see here in Iowa. And more concerning, even the rain that we see coming down in Iowa has been picked up from these water channels. And when it falls throughout the state of Iowa, these chemicals are now contaminating everything they touch. And the level of nitrates that are currently found in our waterways is alarming to the point where DNR officials have stated that as of 2024, more than 60% of all Iowa rivers and streams are highly contaminated with nitrates that are toxic to both wildlife and the people who fish and swim in these areas. And so if you go to the Iowa DNR website, you're even going to find information regarding on how much fish a person should eat or where you can't swim anymore because the nitrates that are being found. And so let's put that back into perspective of what that looks like for our honeybees. So let's go back to my example of the chemical runoff of these chemicals entering our ditches. A lot of our native flowers grow here, which honeybees pollinate. And plants that have grown in nitrate-rich soil have traces of these chemicals in every part of their composition. So when our honeybees collect pollen from these plants, the pollen in return has high levels of nitrates in it. And because we know that that pollen is what is used to turn into honey, well, voila, you now have nitrates in our honey. And this is why we must also emphasize the importance of looking into sustainable farming practices that are going to actively reduce the use of pesticides and chemicals. And I think now is the time to focus on nurturing and protecting our environment, especially given its impact on our honeybee population. And honeybees themselves are amazing creatures with numerous remarkable characteristics. For instance, did you know that bees communicate through a complex dance language, or that they could produce a harmonizing buzzing that can be heard between the frequencies of 200 to 500 hertz, which scientists have been able to show falls within the range of a healing frequency? There is new evidence showing out on how beekeepers are living longer, healthier lives, and I can testify that with my father. He is very healthy, and being around these bees every day has, you know, brought that health to him, as well as new research showing on how the buzzing sound of bees is therapeutic to the human mind. My dad's one of the happiest people I know. Is that largely in due to being a beekeeper, you know, or just his personality? Perhaps, but I do find that bees just make you happy. Or here's another fun fact. A single hive can produce up to 100 pounds of honey per year. That's one hive. Save one hive of bees and you have 100 pounds of honey every year. However, I feel like if we don't address these issues, such as the impact of pesticide usage on bee colonies, or another hot topic, how rising temperatures and climate change are altering bee or plant to bee interactions, this is why we're seeing this mass extinction worldwide of these excellent and very essential insect species. And it is crucial to focus on these details and take practical steps to tackle these challenges. You know, beekeepers are even actively working on ways to save them, such as breeding stronger, more resilient bees. And individuals can help by supporting local beekeepers by purchasing honey and other bee products directly from them. Additionally, I think we need to start pressuring politicians to take action on pesticide use, which can significantly improve the health of honeybees and potentially also, you know, curb the cancer crisis that we're seeing in Iowa, as well as protecting our Iowa waterways. And some countries and states have already implemented bans on certain pesticides, and it's time Iowa follows suit, and I strongly believe that. We have an opportunity to raise awareness about these issues, especially during this upcoming election we're going to be seeing here in Iowa, where we can flip our state from Iowa representatives to the governor to attorney roles and judge roles. We have an opportunity now to step up and start advocating for these changes. And we can consider reaching out to candidates or their parties to inquire about their position on pesticide use or the sustainability in Iowa's farming industry. You can do things such as organizing a town hall meeting. You can even help bring up attention to these issues and prompt candidates to weigh in. The first thing I think is important is gathering facts and information as a significant first step. Look into the economic benefits of sustainable farming practices or how they can support local communities in Iowa. By advocating for sustainable techniques, we can help minimize the harm caused by pesticides and other chemicals, creating a healthier ecosystem for bees and other pollinators. Because we know this, it has been proven, if we lose honeybees, we lose existence as we know it. They are vital to our world. And I hope that you can hear this podcast and understand its importance. And also remember, if you're feeling like one person can't do much, you're one small person, I would have you take a long, hard look at a honeybee. Because if our whole ecosystem, our whole world depends on the existence of bees, and they're very small, then I need you to understand that one person, you can make a difference too. And I hope that that's what you do. You listen to what I have to say and you learn to love honeybees as much as I do. And you use your voice to advocate for their protection. Thank you so much.